Higher interest rates have certainly slowed down the real estate market, although here in Ottawa, it hasn't slowed down the prices, still up 5% from last year. But we expect another interest rate hike today. The Bank of Canada, 10 o'clock this morning, will announce its latest move, expected to be somewhere around 0.75 percentage point. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for inflation, the price of food, the cost of everything? Moshe Lander is an economist and senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University and joins us on the line. Good morning again. Nice to have you back.
Good morning.
Let's start with the obvious. The Bank of Canada rate is going to raise interest rates, right? They're not looking at inflation, even though it's slowed down. They don't think they've won this battle yet by any stretch.
They haven't won the battle. They know they haven't won the battle. And for sure, they're going to increase it this morning. Increase the interest rate, that is. The issue right now is it going to be the 75 basis points like you had in your news, or is it going to be 50 basis points like my fingers crossed and hoping for still?
Could it be the other way, a full percentage point?
I don't think so. That would probably be a little bit of overkill. I think they're still going to increase it a full percentage point before the end of the year. I just think that they're going to do it in stages. And so today's increase, coupled with one or two more increases in their final meetings this year, will add up to a percentage point. But I don't think they need to go that aggressively, given that they saw in recent data that, you know, the inflation rate came down into the sevens from the low eights. And they're probably seeing early signs of what the next number is going to be, which probably is a little bit lower still.
Yeah, our interest rates are now among the highest, if not the highest, in the developed world, right? We've pushed the rates up higher and faster than most countries.
We have, but let's also keep that in perspective too, right? Where the interest rates are right now in Canada is barely above where they were before COVID. So, you know, even before COVID, I know it seems like a lifetime ago, but the interest rates pre-COVID were pretty low by Canadian standards then. And then, of course, when COVID hit, they were lowered to record lows. So all we're doing is a return to normal. It's not that we're looking at interest rates that we saw back in the 1980s or the early 1990s when they were in double digits, right? We're still talking about, you know, you can get a mortgage around 5%. So this isn't a catastrophic increase. But yes, we did move pretty quickly to get back to that level.
I think a lot of Canadians looked at it and said, oh, well, the actual monthly cost with the higher interest rates is not as high as I thought, and the prices are at least holding. They stopped exploding, so maybe this is my chance to jump into the market. Does the Bank of Canada, do you think they want to actually cool the real estate market right off? Like, do they want to see it become a total buyer's market, or are they looking for where we're hearing it described in Ottawa right now as balanced?
Yeah, the phrase that that I think a lot of economists are using is the idea of the soft landing, right? That you want a lot of this rapid price inflation in the housing market to stop, but you don't want it to crash the way the Americans experienced 10, 15 years ago, right? So, you know, that's part of what they're looking at. But housing is only one part of the inflation story that we've been seeing, right? So the last few months, the dominant story has been that inflation is showing up in three major places: gasoline, rent, and food and groceries, right? So if they can try and find a way to engineer all three of these things to slow down, stop, soft landing, hey, fantastic. But if it does happen to fall, it's not necessarily what they're hoping for, but interest rates are a one-size-fits-all solution. So, you know, they can't control all three markets with just one interest rate.
And how does interest rates impact the cost of food? Is there, because most people are not borrowing money. You borrow money to buy a house, so the correlation is easy to see. But is it just a general cooling of the economy that they hope will bring down the price of food?
Yeah, the hope here, I mean, a lot of what's driving food price inflation is supply side constraints, right? It's not excessive demand. And so interest rates are really good for cooling off excessive spending, right? When you get a little too trigger happy buying things on Amazon, higher interest rates just raise the cost of borrowing, whether that's paying for it with your line of credit, with credit card bills, or if nothing else, it just flat out encourages you that saving is a more attractive option than spending, because when interest rates are going up, interest rates on the deposits, in theory, should be going up as well. When you're looking at inflation that's coming from supply side issues, no amount of interest rate increases are really going to fix that problem, right? So where we've been talking about, say, Ukraine has had for a while their ability to export grain restricted because of the war with Russia, no interest rate's going to fix that. So it's really just hoping that if the economy cools down, you're right, then part of that cool down is going to be that maybe consumers look for less luxurious items at the grocery store, even if they're just buying plain old garden variety groceries. Maybe they try and cut back a little bit, one less glass of chocolate milk a day or one less chocolate bar at Dollarama. And those types of things can take some of the pressure out too.
Okay, so Professor Lander, just to prove I'm a good student and took notes, I want to circle back to something you said earlier, because now I think they connect. Is this why this idea that you can't control food inflation directly with interest rate hikes, is that why you said earlier you're hoping the interest rates go up by half a point and not the expected three quarters?
Partly. It's also partly, I'll give you partial credit there. How's that?
Want credit for taking the notes and not for how you said it.
And for doing it at this time of the morning, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
The reason I'm hoping for just a half percentage point as opposed to three quarters is because I like the idea of incrementalism. And so, when these interest rate decisions come up, the last inflation number that we saw was for the month of July, and we saw that number now almost 3 weeks ago. So we're probably going to see an inflation number for August in the next week to 10 days. So if you move precipitously and make it a 0.75 percentage point increase, and then it turns out that, hey, you know what, inflation was only 6.something% for August, then maybe that was a little bit too aggressive, right? And that idea of the soft landing or the balanced growth that you were talking about, maybe that doesn't quite hit as easily. If you do the half percentage point, you still have two more meetings where you can adjust interest rates later this year. So even if you want to go with another half percentage point in November, you have the ability to do so. If you use the three quarters now, you're kind of using some of your best weaponry. Sends a strong signal to the market that you mean business, but I think that the market's already kind of figured out that the Bank of Canada is committed to bring that inflation rate down.
Yeah, although I wonder, and I know the Bank of Canada doesn't have the kind of international impact the Federal Reserve does in the U.S., but we saw them last week, I guess it's a week, maybe a little more ago, make it very clear that interest rates are going to keep going up for a while, that they don't believe inflation is beaten, because the stock markets seem to be on fire again and they wanted to cool that off. I mean, they jumped in and poured a whole lot of cold water over it. And so I wonder if that's going to have an impact on the Bank of Canada's thinking. They want to send out that same signal by increasing it by the full three quarters or maybe even more.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a stock market concern. It's what happens to the value of the Canadian dollar when we don't move in lockstep with the Fed. Right. So if they increase their interest rate by more than we increase our interest rate, then an investor might look at the U.S. and say that's a more attractive investment option. Right. They're offering a higher interest rate. And so even if you want to buy something as basic as just a government bond, right, which comes with no real risk of default, the American government bond looks like a better investment than the Canadian one. Money starts flowing into the U.S., money starts flowing out of Canada, and the Canadian dollar starts falling. A weak Canadian dollar isn't necessarily a bad thing if you're an exporter, but it's a bad thing if you're importing stuff. And so the Bank of Canada might say the easiest way to eliminate this issue is that if the Fed moves to increase their interest rate by a certain amount, as long as it doesn't hurt the Canadian economy, we're going to increase it by the same amount. And that way we don't have to worry about the Canadian dollar moving for this reason. It might move for other reasons, but it's not this reason. And so that might be
I'm not for a minute suggesting the Bank of Canada rate thinks it can cool off the stock markets, but in the U.S., I think that's exactly what they intended to do. But the Bank of Canada, I think, wants to send a signal. If they're going to be tough, we're still going to be tough. I think that's why the 0.5 rate increase, I know you're dreaming about it, but I don't think that's going to happen today. I think they feel a lot of pressure to keep up with the U.S.
Yes, and that's exactly the reason then, is that it's to avoid any sort of movement in the dollar. And so the markets do seem to be increasingly expecting that 0.75 percentage point. So I might be wishful thinking indeed, but whether it's 0.5 percentage point or 0.75 percentage point, the issue is that the Bank of Canada has been very clear themselves that we will see 2% inflation again, and we will see it as soon as reasonable. They could generate 2% inflation tomorrow morning if they wanted by just increasing interest rates to 25%. But again, that's a little bit of overkill. So they have said that we'll see it by the end of 23, beginning of 24. And I think when we hear the announcement today, they're going to say that, they've seen a little bit of updated data and maybe they're moving that timeline up a couple of months. That would be good news for Canadians that these interest rates are working. They're having the desired effect, and we just need to be patient, and this will work its way out within the next 12 months.
Thank you, Professor. I'm ready for your exam. So I
Awesome.
appreciate the
Anytime.
update. All right.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Moshe Lander, economist, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.